Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, like I said, in the studio on Intimate Moments, I'm joined by the man of God, Pastor Sizwe Zuma. And you know him on some of the programs. So it's such a great, great privilege that I should host this man of God. Mfundisi, a very warm welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Mashakeni, Ikenza Shikwembo.
Yeah. Now, perhaps one should start here. When you look at the Lord Jesus Christ when he was on the cross of Calvary, he was able to forgive.
Yes.
Those who were hanged with him.
Yes.
Though the other one ridiculed him. Let's look at forgiveness amongst the siblings. Abantu abazalwa umama oyi-1 no baba oyi-1, particularly in our dispensation we are living in.
You know, there's something that I want to say about indaba ye forgiveness. Uguti, most of the time you find uguti ama sibling rivalry are also sparked by parents. I do not want to leave them off the hook, because esikhathini esiningi ama sibling rivalry is because one or maybe both of the parents have got a favoritism ebantwaneni, and then makune favoritism kanjalo, because it starts at a very young age. Once you have a favorite child amongst your children, they will pick it up bona ngokwabo, and then it's going to create that enmity between abantwana as bakhula and bakhula naleyo nto leyo. That's why esikhathini esiningi i sibling rivalry masingakhuluma ngayo before we get to this forgiveness part. Sibling rivalry has got a lot of causes. It's because of things that happened, you know, when the siblings were young. And esikhathini esiningi mina I do think ukuthi sometimes, yeah, even the parents have a role to play, the grandparents have a role to play. People of authority ebantwaneni, they also have a role to play, for them to have that enmity and that hostility and those things as unresolved, because you know, as we need to teach abantwana ukuthi uma ngabe kenzekile they fault each other, there needs to be mediation, and they need to know ukuthi wena bo wrong kuphi, so that the one who was wrong, they take accountability, they take responsibility, and they become accountable, and they see ukuthi I owe this other one an apology. But now, because abazali abakwenzi lokho, abazali bathanda ukungena indaba zabantwana bese sekathi wrong, athatha amaside engumzali. And iyenzakala even noma sekuthiwa abantwana sebashadile, uthola umzali still usesenaleyo ngqondo leyo ukuthi ya mara usile naye ngoba wara akufuneki. Especially thina esisindisiwe bathandekayo, we must not do that. So iqala lapho i sibling rivalry, you know, ibe naleyo nto leyo. But I'm not necessarily saying parents are the cause only. There's other factors. Sometimes it's something that happens outside of parents among siblings. I mean, the first sibling rivalry, sibona insimini yase Eden between Cain and Abel. This one loves the Lord so much, and ufuna ukunikeza uNkulunkulu the best. This one, yebo naye akusiko ukuthi akamthanda uNkulunkulu, but unalento ukuthi who is God? He does not necessarily respect God so much. Umnikeza nje kuphela of some of the things of some of ama fruit and vegetables or whatever, you know. But this one, I'm going to give God the best of my lambs. You understand? Bese makabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamkela leyana, he had respect over this one's offering more than this one. Sekayaqala manje sekamonela lo, and then masekamonela uyamthatha ummikisa endle uyombulala. That is the first recorded sibling rivalry esibona insimini yase Eden.
I love that when you qualify, you look at the Bible, because these siblings are born and bred by one parent.
Yes.
You know? And you find that this one says, I don't understand my brother. Why is it so important that we should, as parents as well, sit down and resolve our issues, and do not wait when one is dead. And you find that Smangele says, I vowed I will never go to his house. Usizwe, I will never go to his house. The issue of communication while the parents are still alive. Why is it so important?
Exactly. It's very important because umntwana makakhula angabi nalento le eyokuthi I have a responsibility and I'm obliged or an obligation to apologize when I'm wrong.
Right, right.
If they don't know that, if they don't grow up with that value system, then kuyoba nzima ukuphileka nabo. And that's why esikhathini esiningi ama family houses masithi siyabhekisisa kunzima the minute the parent dies, all the siblings they just turn on each other.
Indeed,
you
indeed.
Know, lona naye kibo but loyana uthi no mabaphume labayana. Ufila ukuthi I'm the one actually that qualifies to stay here more than these other ones because of one or two or three. Bese loyana uthi but also nami kusekhaya la. That's why it's nama program abathi gugithi la. You understand what I'm saying? Because now they are fighting for that house. Bese baze bathi asiyithengise. Lo munye futhi akafuni ukuthi ithengiswe. Bathi okay asiyithengise. Rentisen, maba irentisa lomunye uzizohlukumeza labo bantu labo. Those things they stem down from sibling rivalry and esikhathini esiningi, and I'm not saying 100% of the time, but esikhathini esiningi nomzali had a role to play because azanga fundisa abantwana to be responsible, azanga afundisa abantwana to be accountable, to say that mangabe ngiwrong, ngiwrong.
This is intimate moments on your daily companion. Now, Mvelisi, the Bible says train up a child.
Yes.
In the way he should go.
Noma
akhulile, he will never depart from it. Talk to me about that as we're talking about sibling rivalries.
You know, this radio station is speaking to the community of Christians.
Kunjalo.
Sikhuluma nabazalwana, sikhuluma nabantu basezweni.
Yeah.
Esikhathini thing, can I say this? And I think I'm
go
also
ahead.
Guilty.
Go ahead,
we are not capacitated enough to raise children as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu in the ways of the Lord.
Hey,
we leave it up to the Sunday school teacher in church. If your church has a Sunday school,
right.
We do not teach our children how to pray. We do not teach our children the values that we ought to teach them. You know, we do not teach our children that we omit teaching our children. And we allow the world to speak to them.
Right.
I remember, Uti, I think I made this example. Uti, there was once a time when my daughter, we were driving, and then I prayed for her. You know, and I called the name of Jesus. And I told her, next time, call the name of Jesus and believe.
Praise the Lord.
And then my son, who is the younger sibling, was experiencing a headache or something. And then, you know, Ati Teddy, Mpetwe Intlok, I heard my daughter, before I could even reply, Ati, Begi Sandla, Intlok, Yako, Utineka, Malgachis, meaning Nguti, Uibambi, Leland.
Of course.
You understand?
Of course.
But also, I personally, as a parent, feel Nguti, I still haven't reached that level. I still need to be capacitated more.
Absolutely.
You know, to teach my children more of the ways of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You understand? Because once we teach them principles, bazokhula nawo lawo ma prince, it doesn't matter how they turn out because abantwana babazalwane yibo bokuqala ukuthi bathene to other things out there, bafuna uk explore ngama chakra and all these other belief systems of the world, but bayaz test, but mayifakiwe la ngaphakathi lithi zikaNkulunkulu in the way he should go, bese uthi masaka
khulile,
yeah, they come back to this very thing ayifunde ekhaya.
Now I want us to look at the response of the brother Yaka, the prodigal son, right? Look when the brother comes back. He wasn't able to accept him. And when you are emphasizing kuti indaba kaNkulunkulu must be emphasized, it must be impacted within their hearts.
Basase bancane, they need to learn to say I'm sorry. They need to learn to forgive.
The
other one must forgive. Angaphathi maqhubu uyifundisa.
I love what you are saying,
you know. So we need to learn those three words ukuthi okay, not three, but please. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You understand what I'm saying? Those three words are very important.
I love what you are saying, Fendis, and I'm glad that we look at scriptures, and scriptures does not lie. You know, kuti labantwana bethu lithi izilenkosi, they are a blessing. They are a gift from the Lord. And we have covered that fairly, fairly well. Mm. Pastor Sizwe Zuma on Intimate Moments as we continue with the program. The first part of our discussion was based on, you know, forgiveness among the siblings. And I must say, Muruti, it was absolutely well covered.
Amen.
Mm. Let's look at forgiveness among couples.
Okay, before we get into forgiveness, Katniss Ning, and I like what we did in the first segment where we actually went to the cause. And even Namanj, I would like us to go to the cause of unforgiveness, because sometimes we like to paintbrush yonkindo with the same, you know, we like to paint everything with the same paintbrush, you know, and we find ukuthi esikhathini esiningi we lose battles. Couples actually end up getting divorced, even, you know, in spite of Jesus Christ having said in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, it says, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. Part of the reason why couples refuse to forgive and we become fixated is because the other one sometimes feels like, yeah, but the only thing he knows is to ask for forgiveness, and then they repeat the very same thing again. So the only thing ayaziyo nje ukuthi, oh, uzathi I'm sorry, please forgive me, you know, and then they continue doing the very same thing over and over again. So bazalwane, we need to also, before you expect to be forgiven, also take responsibility of what you have been doing. For instance, the general thing that we face kuma couples is indaba yelo kuze aye cheating. Ukuthi the other one njalo ya cheater and whatever, and I've forgiven this and I've forgiven that, and that's why lo sekakhathele sekathi no, I don't wanna forgive anymore. You know, or whatever. Ama repeat offenses that happen amongst couples. Ukuthi, you know, can we also take responsibility as people who are offenders or who are perpetrators to say the reason why I keep on doing this thing is because of whatever? Sometimes you don't have an answer immediately, but you find yourself doing the very same thing again. So can we actually take it upon ourselves to go on a healing journey to say, can I reflect and start to look for the cause that causes me to make things uncomfortable for my partner? We also need to take that responsibility and accountability as ama partners. You need to make up your mind to become a better, suitable companion. And yes, forgiveness is expected of us as children of God, because uNkulunkulu uthi, forgive us our sins even as you forgive us, you know, even as we forgive those who trespass. So in other words, the deal is, uti, if you do not forgive, if in unforgiveness, you will also not be forgiven.
Mm.
And there is a principle that heaven has given us. How many times must I forgive?
Uh-huh.
So even if mhlambe sekuthiwa you are no longer prepared to be friends with someone or whatever, you're no longer prepared to continue the journey, but forgiveness is crucial. And one thing that we do not know about forgiveness, and I think we've spoken about it over and over again in different conferences and whatever, Uguti, forgiveness is actually not for the other person, but it's for you.
I love that point.
Mm.
It's for you.
It is for you.
Your healing,
for your sanity. For your sanity, for your mental health.
Sanity, Yona, and mental health.
Mm.
Perhaps let's go a little bit. The response of the prodigal son,
mm-hmm.
He says, Papa, mina, I'm here.
Mm.
You have never done this and that. Sometimes ukholela, it's not so easy. Why is it not so easy sometimes, Mfundisi? Perhaps talk to us.
It's because we're human and you know, like when somebody wrongs you, that thing is very tormenting to
you. I can imagine.
You know, on the other program, I'm actually, when we're talking about positioning yourself for 2024, I said, Uguti, you need to take it upon yourself to make a decision that you're going to heal this year. Because healing is a decision. You need to say, yes, I'm willing to be healed. And then you're going to open up yourself to say, I'm going to go on a healing journey. It's because when somebody does something to you, Hey, bazalwane, it like kubhlungu, bonke ubhlungu buya enhlizweni, and you feel betrayed, you feel foolish, imagine if you're a medical doctor, you are married to someone who's not, and that person is cheating on you. You feel like, oh my God, abantu bazothi doctor, but in the documents is slim. You know, all of those things. So bazalwane, ngithanda ukusho ukuthi healing is not for the other person. It is for you more than it is for the other person, because it helps you to let go. But before you can heal, before you can actually forgive, you need to go to God and say, Lord, I want to forgive and I'm struggling to forgive, which is also something we never talk about as bazalwane. Because sometimes we just say things should be this way because this is what the word, and then we move on. Sometimes it's really hard to do something. It's really hard to forgive people. And sometimes we do dwell in unforgiveness for a while, for a season, while we are praying for God to help us to forgive. And then bese umoyengcwele uyakusiza, akudelivari from whatever it is, and then you forgive. Uyamtshela uNkulunkulu. I'm sure it's a relationship, but
sure.
We are not in, this is not a religion, it's a lifestyle, and it's a relationship between God and man. It's a journey between God and man, that Christ Jesus, because I'm the way, the truth, this is the path of Christ. You go to God and say, I'm struggling to forgive.
I'm struggling to forgive. Pastor Sizwe is here in the studio, and I'm loving the conversation as well. Let me go to the word of Christ. Mark chapter 11, verse number 25.
Yes.
And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses.
So it doesn't give you a choice.
Look at verse number before you come in, Mfundiswamina, with all due respect. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Talk to me, Mfundis.
Yes. So that is the deal. If you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. If you forgive, you will be forgiven. So mina, that's what I do in my own personal life, because ziningi izinto engidinga uNkulunkulu aforgive mina for zona, because we mess up on a daily basis. We've got faults on a daily. That's why we always confessing our sins before God to say, Lord, hey, today ngizithole sengigossip. Oh Lord, today ngizithole sengikhuluma kabi. Oh Lord, today ngizithole sengiyenze 1 no 2 no 3. I fell into the same trap and whatever. But also, do I forgive? Nah. We need to forgive. You know what I'm saying? And as much as I said that we do struggle at times, but when you go to God, you say, Lord, help me to forgive, and I'm willing to forgive, and I forgive by faith. Moyengcwele uyangisiza manje ukuthi ngimthethelele lo mzalwane ngokuthi ungenze u1 no 2 no 3, especially your spouse, because ikhaya lakho angeke lize liye ndawo uma uzobamba amagqubu. Your home will not go anywhere.
Yazi kuthini, as married couples, born again Christians, asifani, but there is something that binds us together, the love of God. We differ in communication, we differ in lifestyle, you know, but when we sit down together and look at the love of God, you can really see that ngiyamxolela, who am I? Because izwi leNkosi lithi, if the Lord could count what we are doing, in the book of Psalms, who will live? Forgiveness is in you, Lord, so that you may be feared. We are siqolela the known and the unknown. Go ahead.
You know, because kukhona amakhaya where people are married, siyababona bahamba as couples and whatever in the same car to church, but do you know that they sleep in separate bedrooms, and it's been happening for years. You know, because this lady, because the lady decided ukuthi sengikhathele uwe, not anymore, not here, and the Bible says ukuthi mangabe ushadile, your body is no longer yours.
Yeah.
You understand? Just like lishonja. So in other words, the standard of Christianity is very high. So uNkulunkulu asize bazalwane as far as forgiveness is concerned, because rather protect yourself, you know, in holy matrimonial intimacy, rather protect yourself with the devices as corners provided you by the medical sector, but do not be, you know, do not deny your spouse those things, that those rights that the enemy, I mean, that the Bible has given, because of unforgiveness. May God really help us, because those are the things that perpetuate the division in the homes. Those those are the things ezenza ukuthi ikhaya lakho lingasayi ndawo, because when you've got that unforgiveness kuba nzima na for umoya oyingcwele ukuthi angenelele ekhaya lakho, kuba nzima na for umoya oyingcwele ukuthi bese sekaya uphilisa umshado wakho awuphumelelise umshado wakho because of unforgiveness.
We are going to take it there. Umoya oyingcwele, it's not possible ukuthi akusize because of unforgiveness. Intimate moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily. I love this stuff. You, Lord, have mercy. Well, what we're talking about is life. You know, even in this second hour, what we're talking about is life. Now, Mfundisi, I want us to look at the church broadly, because the church of God, ibandla likaNkulunkulu, lathengwa ngegazi, particularly the local church. Siyabobokelana. Particularly the local church. Can I forgive? Lithini iBhayibheli? Let's look at that. Ngoba lithi izwi leNkosi sinelizwi likaThixo. Mara if we don't forgive each other as brothers and sisters within the body, there is no progress. Let's talk about that.
You know, amabandla amaningi ayasplitter because of unforgiveness. A lot of churches are splitting because of unforgiveness. The cancer that is hindering church growth is unforgiveness, because as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we are hurting each other. Siyanyathelana amakhona and all of that, you know. So there is a lot of unforgiveness that is happening in the church. Umuntu athi, you know, because they did this to me, then umuntu agcine ahlubuka noNkulunkulu, athi abazalwane banje. Ngiye ngithi esikhathini esiningi, especially to Christians who backslide, and bathi bona they will no longer serve the Lord because mhlambe umzalwane usizwe umenze u1 no2 no3. Ngithi okay, umzalwane usizwe mhlambe ukwenzile lokho, but uJehova yena ukwenzeni? Why are you forsaking the Lord because of what usizwe did to you? Because mina ngusizwe anginalo izulu and anginawo umhlaba. I did not decide for you to come here to the earth. God never consulted me, and God also will not consult me ukuthi ungene ezulwini. Anginalo, just like nawe unganalo izulu nomhlaba. So ke bathandekayo, esikhathini esiningi, because of that unforgiveness, you know, people actually fall out along the way and they even backslide. Umuntu agcine sekayeka nokukhonza. And at the same time futhi nabazalwane, hey bazalwane, we sitting ukuthi sikhule enkosini. And part of the reason yokukhula enkosini ukuthi no matter how gifted you are, please be a wonderful human being. Hey, because abanye abantu, especially the most gifted people, whether ugu worship team, oh, you are so powerful when you are at the pulpit. But mawunga tutu ya pega, ama character wabanda banjalo. Hey, skatnes ningi. Ay, bazalwane. No. Utoguti, they are impossible to live with. You know, they treat other people like dirt. Hi, bazalwane. You know, and that's why we have so much unforgiveness in the church, because of this ill treatment that we have amongst each other. And Paul uyazikhuza lezo zinto. That's why when Paul talks about the fruit of the spirit, ubala zonke lezinto, uthi the fruit of the spirit is love. Bese sakafaka abo joy, afake I peace. Awuke ube ne peace usese ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. Khona abantu abangana peace. You know, noma ngaze kube peaceful kangakanani, but mase kufike yena sekuqala kuba nama arguments, sekuqala sekuba nokuxokozela endlini kaJehova, because the person does not have peace. And that why those are the things that brood the unforgiveness in the house of the Lord, because of ama Christians that have not developed a Christian character, you know. So may the Lord really, really, really help us. Yes, we need to forgive each other along the way. But today, the overarching theme is accountability. Bazalwane, ake sikhuleni enkosini, and ukukhula enkosini is also to grow in respecting other people. Nasendlini kaJehova. Just because you occupy a high position and a loyana uyasha, akusho ukuthi ukhulume naye ngathi angaziwehla entabeni. Bazalwane, those are the things that are destructive. And ngifuna ukusho ukuthi if you are that type of a Christian, you are destroying the house house of the Lord. Abazalwana bahle bayo, they are destroying the house of the Lord. Abantu kune unforgiveness engaka in the house of the Lord. Njengoba bangafuni ukukufogive, it's because of the things that you said that destroyed either their family or their marriage or even the way that other people are seeing them endlini kaJehova. So bazalwane, I really think ukuthi one of the things that's going to help us is to develop Christian character.
I love the Christian character. Intimate moments. Pastor Sizwe Zuma, we're talking about forgiveness within the body of Christ. Because when you look at the church, Mfundisi, siyadingana. No one is better than the other.
No.
You know? So should we understand that as the body of Christ, we will actually have mutual respect for each other, honoring each other.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Even among leadership as well, there should be mutual respect.
Mm.
Sometimes if they don't see things the way Umfundisi ayibona ngakhona, you sit down, you iron down your differences, and you continue. Because Sinda behave as if we are people of the world.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Mfundisi.
Exactly. Kona labo Deputy Jesus, kona labo.
Ya, Nkosi yami, Lord have mercy.
Endlini kaJehova. Ukhulume nabantu sengathi wena, you know, uhlale next door noNkulunkulu. You know, ngathi your house is actually heaven avenue, as if you are equal to God. Bazalwana, sikhuzekeni. Kubalulekile. I love what you say when you say we are equal. It doesn't matter. Lalela, if Jesus were to come back right now and we were all to be at the judgment seat, lalela, if wena uNkulunkulu assignment akunikeze yona ukuba yi-usher, lo assignment amnikeze yona is to teach the word of God. Lo assignment ayinikeze yena is to intercede. The other one is to be a gatekeeper in the house of the Lord. Ukuthi avulile abazalwane ngesikhathi esifanele akhi amagate ayenzeni. God is going to judge you on the basis of what you were assigned to do. And to God, all of these responsibilities are equal. They are of equal importance. Nalo opakishi itulo. Because lo oshumayelayo, uma ngabe itulo zingapakishwanga, abantu bayohlala so that azokhona ukubashumayeza. It is very, very important for us to recognize ukuthi we are all of equal importance in the house of the Lord. Sonke siyalingana in the eyes of the Lord. Can we learn, even though there is a hierarchy ukuthi there are others that have more authority because of the responsibility that is bestowed upon their lives, but it doesn't mean that they are not as important as the others. We are all equally important, even especially you know, in front of the eyes of the Lord. And can we also remember ukuthi we are all the children of the Lord. Sonke sithi baba, akekho thi mkhulu kuJehova. As much as you can say daddy, as long as you can say daddy to your church,
yeah.
I mean, not to your church, to your pastor or the apostle of the house or whatever.
Right, right.
As much as you say daddy, and that same daddy says daddy to God or says father to God, but when I uti daddy to him, I uti granddad to God. You are still saying dead to God.
Intimate moments, Pastor Sizwe Zuma, this evening. I love the conversation. And I believe that, you know, deep calleth unto deep as we speak the truth.
Amen.
Jesus says, if you really continue in my word, you are really my disciples indeed.
Amen.
You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
I love that. I love that we need to grow in character.
Yes.
We need to honor each other. And we should not, you know, negate or brush aside the issues that are being said by the Bible. Because Ibanda must be, you know, driven and persuaded and convinced by the word.
Yes.
Sihamba ngezwi njengebandla.
Phela.
Ngicela ukuthi ukhulume lapho.
Sihamba ngezwi, and the word is the standard of our
Amen.
Lives. The minute we deviate
love
from
it,
what is written
it,
in the word,
it,
that's
it.
When we actually have our own many things. You know, there are so many things that are unscriptural as in Zagalendlinga Jehova. Even by us in the Yabona Mang Kulma about the fivefold ministry.
Yeah.
I am in the fivefold ministry.
Right.
I was ordained as a pastor, I was ordained as a prophet of God. And I do move in the graces and the gifts and whatever. So Nkulma as a person who's been ordained, ne? Uguti lalela. Even us in the fivefold ministry, we do unscriptural things. There is a certain way that we are not to address abazalwane. Sometimes we address abazalwane as if abafelwanga bona. witches. Because also, who's going to call me to account to say, I need to come and actually stand pambili and say, bazalwane, I'm really sorry. Angikhulumanga kahle, mangithi. Because sometimes you see abathuka bazalwane on the pulpit, sikhulume the way sifuna ngakhona because we were angry. And they are supposed to submit. They are supposed to take what we say. You know, because also, touch not the anointed. Bazalwane, even us in the fivefold ministry, maskuze again, the, Christ is the standard. That's why the Bible says, Guti, we speak the truth, but in love.
We speak the truth
in love.
Ngoba love will cover the multitudes of sin.
Amen.
It's very, very important what we're teaching. And may we repent as well.
In the fivefold. Yes.
We must repent.
We must repent.
And lift up our hands and say, Lord, we are sorry. In the final segment, Mfundisi, I want us to look at the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are saying, what lessons did we learn out of this conversation? In terms of us forgiving the siblings, you know, couples, the body of Christ as well. What is it that we have learned? These are the lessons. 1, 2, 3. So we continue with the conversation. Intimate moment. On Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Pastor Sizwe Zuma in the studio. Welcome back as we're taking forward this issue of forgiveness. Basically, it's in the Word of God.
Amen.
And I want us to look at the Lord's Prayer, Mfundisi Sizwe Zuma.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Can I read?
Yes.
Matthew chapter 6, my family, verses number 10. Okay, verses number 9. Let me see. Let me start from verse number...
Yeah, from 9.
Is it 9?
Mm-hmm.
In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lessons that we have learned, Mfundisi. Let me give this to you.
For me, usually when I talk about the Lord's Prayer, I always say, Jesus was not saying, repeat after me, like a sinner's prayer. But Jesus was actually giving us a pattern of how prayer ought to be conducted. Because first and foremost, our Father who art in heaven tells us who we are addressing and where the person we are addressing is. And then secondly, it's hallowed be your name, meaning that we first start by exalting this person because we are approaching him as a king. But at the same time, ngiyathanda makathi our Father, because he could have said our God who art in heaven, but he says our Father, meaning there is a relation. But you know, this relation is far more deeper in that we actually stem, we recognize the fact that we come from this person. This person is, our parent. We come to God as a father. So he was introducing, because the book, the four books, the Gospels, I'm a theologian, but they actually happened in the Old Testament because the New Testament begins in the book of Acts. So he was actually talking to the Hebrew people or the Jews at the time who were still obviously babambele emthethweni and all of that. And he was introducing this notion, yokuthi, when we come to God, we don't come to him as our God, but we come to him as our Father, which was a new notion to them altogether. And then he says, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. We declare his kingdom over our lives. And he says, your will be done. The fact that his will needs to be done means that, yes, I recognize the fact that you brought me here on earth with an assignment to come and do. So I'm saying that blueprint, let your will be done in my life. You know, so it means that I'm addressing your prayer items, Lord, over my life before I ask you what it is that I need, Mina. Which your kingdom come, your rulership come, and then it says your will, because Uti, my meat is to do the will of him who, you know what I'm saying, who sent me. So now you've got a will and testament, the things that you need to do in your life, which are linked to your earthly assignment, right? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because in heaven his will is done. Then Uti Kana, to give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
I love that one.
And forgive us our trespasses as we. Meaning, Guti, you come there knowing that you are a person who has put yourself in a position where you are implementing forgiveness to others, because you are in no position to ask for forgiveness if you do not forgive. When. You understand? So Moses Omzalwane or only unforgiveness, uyazibambezela
mntakababa.
You
uyazibambezela.
Uyazibambezela usese behind ngesilabus.
Yeah.
Usazibambezela if you do not forgive, because now you need to be forgiven by God our Father. So I'm sorry ukuthi singene kuleziyana kuqala, but ngiyazi ukuthi beyisimikisa la kule forgiveness. Ukuthi bazalwane, we need to forgive other Christians. I love, Joyce Meyer always says that unkulunkulu, the way he values relationships amongst people ngakhona, even in the Torah, when he talks about the Ten Commandments, four of the commandments speak to a relationship between God and man, but six are talking about a relationship between man and man. They're addressing a relationship with each other. So that's why, Ati, you need to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So you need to forgive your neighbor as you expect God to forgive you. It's all about, you know, so this thing is, God created us to be interdependent. It's a communal thing. You know, it's expected of God to forgive you, because you will err. But that's why, but to err is human, but forgiveness divine. You will err, then God will forgive you. Now you are expected to forgive the next person.
Now, my family, we are just drawing lessons from scriptures and look at the Bible with regards to our life in terms of us forgiving. And you see, I love the way the servant of the Lord is explaining scriptures, you know. Basically, it comes back to us, because when you see, the word of God will not return to the Lord void.
Amen.
Umaliwa, it has got a purpose.
Amen.
Some lessons that we have learned
as
we are about to close.
So we've learned, Uguti, even amongst spouses. No, we didn't start with spouses. We started with siblings. Uguchi, as parents, sometimes we are the ones that instigate sibling rivalry by not teaching our children to take responsibility for the actions that they you know, for evil actions that they take against, you know, their fellow siblings. We are the ones that actually, you know, perpetrate that, because we do not teach. Uguti, lalela, you need to take accountability for your actions. Yes, come and apologize, but also please change. You know what I'm saying? Wrong, wrong, right, right. We do that. So, yes. And then secondly, when we spoke about siblings, we also saw, Uguti, yes, you do need to forgive your sibling. And there are some demands from the word of God. Uguti, you know, you cannot be married and then, you know, uzijeluguti, because lo sega yenze isn't as ninga kulu, angengisayiyenze le yankonzo le yanekufanele ukuthi ngiyenze sekulalwa kuma separate bedrooms and stuff like that. According to the standard of the word, lithi iBhayibheli, you do not have, you know, authority over your own body. So you need to learn to forgive. But in the same breath, spouses also need to take accountability for their actions, and they need to actually, you know, change. They actually need to take responsibility, to say, Uguti, I'm actually going to do better. I'm going to be better. We are just like this one is expected to forgive, that other one is expected to change. And then when it comes to the church, Bazalwane, we ought to treat each other as fellow believers, as fellow children of God, kungabi nabo deputy Jesus elo enkonzweni abazo treat abanye sekungathi bona they are closer to God than the others. You know what I'm saying? Because mangathi siyabheka the most gifted people endlini kaJehova basinikeza inkinga. Umuntu akhona uthola ukuthi carry a gift yona ivele it's refined noma mephambili inkosi yami yalehlisa izulu. Hey, but akuphileki ngawe nawe mntakababa because umuntu uyothi makakhuluma nawe nje umphendula into ezijonela le. Bazalwane, we do need to develop Christian character, because those kind of things and those kind of people are the ones that are destroying the house of the Lord.
Now, Mfundisi, you know, 1 John 1, verse number 7 says, if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
Mm-hmm.
And the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Give us an assurance with regards to this scripture. Cleanses us from all sin.
Yeah. Ukuthi nanoma ngabe, let's say you are a perpetrator of some sort because of certain things, ezisese ama weakness empilweni yakho, you just need to go to God. Sometimes we go to God asking for forgiveness. Sibe sazi kahle ukuthi isangiphethe le. Mhlambe, let's say mhlambe umzalwane ohlutshwa utshwala. For example, ukuthi, you know, because you were drunk and now you're going through a hangover and, you know, it's that headache that is, you know, and you know your conscience is busy condemning you, ukuthi, but you shouldn't do this as a child of God, and you confess your sin, but you do know ukuthi it's a second this thing that I'm craving. So when we go to the Lord, he forgives us. And uNkulunkulu, he cleanses us with the blood of Jesus. But at the same time, you need to just open up and just say, Lord, this is my weakness. Because there's also grace for the Lord to lift you up. You know, the grace of the Lord is sufficient. Uthi kuphakamise. uNkulunkulu is the one ozosebenza laphakathi kuwe ukuthi akusize ukuthi kunciphe bese sekuyaphela futhi kujike kunqamuke. And the enemy will have no place empilweni yakho.
Pastor Sizwe Zuma on Intimate Moments this Wednesday evening. Servant of the Lord, we really, really appreciate
the grace of the Lord.
Kindly pray for us. We are fallible. We don't know everything. We have got weaknesses. And of course, this evening, God spoke directly to each one of us. A word of prayer to you, man of God.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. There is no one like you. Before you, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after you. Even now, Lord, in this program, Lord, I know that a lot of people are listening. Abanye, they are struggling with unforgiveness, Father. I pray, Father, that you may reach out. Everyone who's listening to the sound of my voice, that mighty God, in Jesus' name, you may reach out to them, that you may minister in their hearts, and Lord, soften their hearts, those hardened hearts, and those seared consciences, that Father God, they may actually release and allow you to work through them and actually forgive. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the grace to forgive. In the name of Jesus. And in the same breath, we also pray for the grace, Father, for those who want to change, for those who want to become better human beings, better siblings, better brothers, better sisters, better husbands, better wives, better fellow believers, better church members, better apostles, prophets, and whatever. Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, let there be grace. I pray that your grace may be upon their lives, Father, for change. That, Father God, we may all just be transformed, and that, Father, we may be conformed to the image of Jesus. I pray that you may help all of us. And we even pray, mighty God, for Pastor Mashakeni, that you may keep protecting him, oh God, that he may keep doing these programs, that you may keep gracing him, that all the traps and the plans of the enemy over his life, that they may not succeed in the name of Jesus. We cover him with the blood of Jesus right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And we cover every home with the blood of Jesus and every church with the blood of Jesus. And we allow you, Father, to take control and intervene. Moyengwele, egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Amen.
That's it. Pastor Sizwe Zuma, thank you so much for coming through.
Amen. Thank you.
All right.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.